From Spark and Anvil and CityForge, this is Hub, in Chapter 1 of the CityForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Hub the Pangolin was small and round, like a walking pine cone, but her armor plates weren't sharp at all. They were smooth and warm, like stones heated by the sun. She always wore a conductor's vest with shiny brass buttons. A tiny folded map peeked out of the pocket. It was her most prized possession. Her map wasn't just any map. It showed every single way to get around CityForge. There were train lines, bus routes, and even bike paths. They crisscrossed the page like a giant, complicated spiderweb. To Hub, this web was the most important thing in the world. It was all about access. That was her favorite word. Access meant helping a kid get to soccer practice. It meant an old badger could visit his grandkids. It meant everyone could get to their jobs or the doctor or the grocery store. It meant being able to live your life. Some folks in CityForge only talked about shiny new trains, or they talked about building bigger roads for cars. Hub would just shake her head. A fast train is great, but what if you can't get to the station? The real question was always access. She'd unfold her map and point. "See?" she'd say to anyone who would listen. "The bus routes are the threads that hold this whole web together." In most cities, buses carried way more people than trains, but you wouldn't know it from the way people talked. Buses got less money and less respect. That made Hub's plates bristle with frustration. It wasn't fair. It was something she called transit inequity. The day Hub got her job, she had to explain all of this to Plum. Plum was the big boss of CityForge, a stern-looking owl with spectacles perched on her beak. "So," Plum hooted, her voice sharp, "you want to be our new transit conductor. Tell me about transit equity." Hub stood tall, her little vest perfectly buttoned. She had been preparing for this question her whole life. "It means access for all," she said simply. "It means many ways, equal ways." She pulled out her map and spread it on Plum's giant desk. "Some people think transit is just about fancy trains," Hub began, her claw tapping the paper. "But that's not the whole story. Real access is about whether a person can get to the doctor on time."
"Go on," Plum said, leaning forward. "First, the bus matters as much as the train," Hub said firmly. "Buses go more places and carry more people. They can't be an afterthought."
"And what if the bus only comes once an hour?" Plum challenged.
"That's my next point. Frequency matters," Hub said, her voice gaining confidence. "A bus every 10 minutes means you can plan your day. A bus every hour means you're just stuck waiting."
"And if it's always late?"
"Reliability matters," Hub nodded. "If you can't count on the bus, you might miss school or lose your job. Transit has to be on time."
She then pointed to a corner of the map. It was a neighborhood far from the city center. "And coverage matters. Buses have to go everywhere, not just to the wealthy neighborhoods. When they don't, that's transit inequity." Hub took a deep breath. "It all connects. People need good sidewalks to get to the bus stop. That's why Lane's work on walkability is so important. And we need shops and houses near the stops, like Block is building. It all works together." Plum stared at the map for a long time. Then she looked at the small, determined pangolin. A slow smile spread across her beak. "You are appointed," she said. Hub still thought about that day. Whenever a problem seemed too big, she would take out her map. She'd trace the bus routes with her claw. It wasn't about fancy technology or big arguments. It was simple. "Just access for all," she would whisper to herself. "And the bus matters just as much as the train." And tracing that quiet web of routes, her plates would settle and her chest would go warm and easy. The calm, glad feeling of knowing that somewhere out there, a kid was making it to soccer practice on time.
Hub is a pangolin, a cool animal covered in scales that look like armor. But Hub's scales are smooth and soft, not sharp. She's calm and kind. When she looks at you, you know she's really listening. The most important thing to know about Hub is that she believes every way of getting around is important. She would never say a train is better than a bus, or that a bike is better than walking. To her, they are all equal paths that help people live their lives. Things you'll often hear Hub say: many ways, equal ways. The bus matters as much as the train. Transit is about access. You meet Hub for the first time in this story. After this, she'll pop up in many other City Forge adventures to help connect the dots. Hub works closely with almost everyone in City Forge. Her best partners are Lane, who makes sure the city has great sidewalks. After all, you need a good path to walk to the bus stop. Block, who builds apartments and shops close to transit stations. This makes it easy for people to get what they need without a long trip. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Hub. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.